Imagine having a toolbox that could transform how you think, feel, and act, one that works regardless of whether you're battling clinical depression or simply want to improve your everyday mental functioning. This is the promise of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, a revolutionary approach that has demonstrated remarkable effectiveness across a spectrum of mental health challenges. With success rates of 50 to 75% for conditions like anxiety and insomnia, often matching or exceeding medication without side effects, CBT offers something truly transformative: the ability to change your brain by changing your thoughts. Unlike traditional therapy that might explore childhood for years, CBT's present-focused approach equips you with concrete skills in just 3 to 5 months of practice. The fundamental premise is elegantly simple. By changing how you think and act, you can transform how you feel. Our minds are magnificent but flawed instruments, prone to predictable thinking errors that create unnecessary suffering. Learning to spot these cognitive distortions is like gaining emotional X-ray vision. All-or-nothing thinking sees life in black and white. Either you're perfect or a complete failure, while overgeneralization turns one negative event into an endless pattern: I'll always be alone. Mental filtering focuses exclusively on negatives while ignoring positives, like obsessing over one critical comment amid numerous compliments. Jumping to conclusions encompasses both mind reading, assuming you know others' thoughts, and fortune telling, making negative predictions without evidence. These distortions aren't character flaws, but common human tendencies. When you catch yourself catastrophizing a minor mistake into a career-ending disaster or personalizing situations beyond your control, you're not broken. You're experiencing normal cognitive patterns that CBT can help restructure. The goal isn't eliminating these thoughts, but developing the ability to recognize them in the moment, challenge their validity, and replace them with more balanced perspectives. This cognitive reframing process becomes second nature with practice, creating greater emotional resilience and psychological flexibility. How much we like and value ourselves profoundly impacts everything from our relationships to daily decision-making. Yet many factors can undermine this foundation. Critical environments, bullying, rejection, trauma, and biological predispositions often create an inner critic that constantly evaluates us in harsh, unforgiving ways. Rather than trying to eliminate this critic, a lifelong companion for most, CBT teaches us to listen to it skeptically and reframe its criticisms as growth suggestions. Transforming "I'm bad with money" into "I need help with money management" shifts from character attack to specific improvement area. Similarly, "I'm a lazy parent" becomes "I'm learning to balance parenting with self-care," acknowledging that caring despite fatigue actually demonstrates dedication. This reframing process helps transform self-defeating thoughts into constructive feedback that motivates rather than paralyzes. By deliberately listing qualities you appreciate about yourself, engaging in meaningful activities, and practicing self-compassion, responding to your own suffering with the gentleness you'd offer a friend, you create a robust foundation for lasting self-esteem. Even those who identify as introverts need reliable support systems, as quality relationships serve as crucial buffers against stress and anxiety. Yet relationship struggles often stem from communication challenges and cognitive distortions that create misunderstandings. Mind reading, assuming we know others' thoughts without verification, becomes particularly problematic in close relationships where we believe we know someone well enough to predict their motivations. Setting and maintaining boundaries protects against resentment and burnout by clearly establishing what you're comfortable with. The stand your ground technique offers a three-step approach. Acknowledge the other person's feelings, clearly state your disagreement using I statements rather than accusations, and suggest an alternative solution that respects your boundary while meeting their need for connection. Understanding your social network structure, from intimate connections to casual acquaintances, helps identify whether you're investing too much energy in less important relationships at the expense of those who genuinely care about your well-being. Stress, anxiety, and anger represent three interconnected but distinct emotional experiences that can overwhelm daily life when left unchecked. Stress manifests through bodily sensations that disrupt eating, sleeping, and concentration. Meditation creates space to observe rather than react to these feelings, while paced breathing, inhaling for 5 counts, exhaling for 5 counts, and pausing for 5 seconds, activates your body's relaxation response and reduces nervous system activity. Anxiety exists on a spectrum, from occasional anxious feelings to clinical disorders. Visualization techniques help manage general anxiety by having you imagine a personally calming place, feeling its details through all your senses to ground yourself when anxiety threatens to overwhelm. For social anxiety specifically, examining core beliefs that fuel avoidance behaviors can be transformative. Anger becomes problematic when uncontrolled, potentially damaging relationships and physical health. The healthiest expression is assertiveness, acknowledging triggers while communicating respectfully to all involved. Guilt focuses on specific actions we believe are wrong, while shame makes us view our entire self as fundamentally flawed. Understanding this distinction is crucial. Guilt says, "I did something bad," while shame says, "I am bad." Guilt can be helpful when signaling violated personal standards, but becomes unhelpful when stemming from unrealistic expectations or perceived obligations, like feeling guilty about not answering work emails on vacation. The ABC, antecedent, belief, consequence, model helps understand patterns of guilt-inducing behaviors by identifying triggers, examining negative thoughts, and analyzing both emotional and behavioral consequences. Vulnerability serves as a powerful antidote to shame. By revealing something personal to trusted others, you build connection and reduce shame sensitivity. This gradual practice of openness helps decrease sensitivity while strengthening relationships, demonstrating that the aspects of yourself you fear revealing are often the very things that create genuine human connection. The journey through cognitive behavioral therapy isn't a one-time fix, but rather the beginning of a lifelong practice. Like physical exercise, these mental skills need consistent attention to maintain their strength and effectiveness. Even 15 minutes of daily practice can help maintain these crucial mental muscles. What makes CBT particularly valuable is its versatility across different life challenges. The same fundamental skills that help manage anxiety can be applied to relationship conflicts, work stress, or personal growth obstacles. This doesn't mean perfection. The path includes practice, struggle, mistakes, and perseverance. Some days, you'll catch cognitive distortions immediately. Other days, they'll carry you away before you notice. The goal isn't flawless execution, but rather a growing capacity to observe your thoughts with curiosity rather than judgment, creating space between stimulus and response where freedom and choice reside. Through regular practice, you develop an internal observer who can step back from intense emotions and examine them objectively, a profound form of self-mastery that transforms not just how you feel, but how you live. The ultimate promise isn't freedom from difficult emotions. Those remain part of being human, but freedom from being controlled by them. By developing skills to recognize distorted thinking, challenge unhelpful beliefs, and choose constructive behaviors even amid emotional turbulence, you gain the ability to weather life's inevitable storms with greater resilience, wisdom, and peace. This isn't just about feeling better. It's about becoming the architect of your own mind.